here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Wednesday, the 8th of May, 2024. The Levelling Up Housing and Communities Select Committee has published a report into how government can help tackle the chronic housing shortage. Published today, the report outlines how the financial challenges that social housing providers face is resulting in less social housing being delivered, contributing to the worsening social housing shortage. This has led to a call for government to invest more in the social housing sector to ease those financial burdens and support the delivery of 90,000 new social rent homes a year. London Councils has also welcomed the report, highlighting how the nation's capital is grappling with the worst homelessness crisis in the country, as more than 320,000 London households are on waiting lists for social housing. Mayor of Greater Manchester Andy Burnham has set out plans to deliver 10,000 new council homes by 2028. This will be done through a range of measures, including the suspension of the Right to Buy scheme and the creation of a new GM Housing First unit, which will publish a detailed plan for how 10,000 new council homes can be delivered. By suspending Right to Buy, councils will be able to rebuild their housing stock, ensuring that more people can access safe and affordable homes. And Liverpool City Council is set to benefit from its first ever Innovation Investment Week, which is to bring billions of pounds worth of opportunities to the region. Over the course of 4 days next week, the event will also see the launch of the City Region's new Life Sciences Investment Zone, which will bring new high-tech facilities to Liverpool. Alongside this, business and innovation support will complement new training opportunities for members of the community to drive forward the next generation of talent. Liverpool City Region is now one of only three places in the United Kingdom to hold investment zone and freeport status. As part of this, the region will be supported towards its goal of spending 5% of its economy on research and development by 2030. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.